Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Talking Tech. It is now December 1st of 2022. That's right. We are now 30 days away from the end of the year.
Woo!
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
I can't believe it myself. But yes, we're back. We're doing another Talking Tech. But as you can see, Sean is not here. He took the day off today.
Oh.
You know what? He deserves it. He's here usually every day anyway. So I'm Charlie, the Guiding Ohio Online Learning Coach here at the Madison Public Library, and sitting to my right is...
I'm Allison. I'm the video editor slash page at the Madison Library.
All right. So, with that, we are now going to start talking about some tech news. Now, my computer restarted on me, so I'm going to open up some tabs. Now, Allison, if you have anything, you may feel free to start
okay.
on whatever topics you want.
I guess I will start you guys off, since Charlie's computer's being a bit stupid right now.
Yes.
Just to start, PlayStation, I have some PlayStation news. They released a tournaments update, which is allowing, from starting today actually, all the way up to January 1st, you can play like certain games. I think like FIFA's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know much others because I don't play PlayStation a lot. But you can compete to win actual prizes. It's in all from the comfort of your own home, your own PlayStation. You don't have to sign up to go 7 hours away just to compete somewhere. It's
all
online. Amazing. And additionally, other future updates that exist, they are finally, with the PS4 and PS5, allowing Discord integration in order to make chatting with your friends easier. Useful.
Yes, it can be a lot. It can be useful because Discord is used for a lot of things, and
mm-hmm.
people don't realize it.
It's yeah.
It's crazy. Like some of the library groups have
yeah.
tried to use it. Now, not saying that like they were bad, but I hate to say no one uses them because I think it's still like something that people are still trying to get used to in the whole fact. But I think it at some point Discord is going to be. Not saying too big, but I think Discord eventually is going to get too much integration and then no one's going to know how to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that height of
yeah.
that point where everyone's going to use it. Sean said that mics sound strange.
I saw that.
Have Morgan check to make sure it's using the mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And also make sure we're not using any of the boom mics either. Yeah, we're working on the mic thing.
Yeah.
We tested them before, everything sounded fine, but I guess right now setup just doesn't like to work, huh?
Were you quiet?
I don't know. Sean only mentioned that mic sounded weird and that's about it. All right, well, yes, Discord integration
yep.
is gonna slowly take over the world.
That's domination. That's a bit
Discord
much.
World domination. There's some of my friends out there that would be like, I hope not. But
I hope not too.
All right. You know, let's do, what do I have? You know, I'll do this right here, right now. So DoorDash, everyone knows and loves food delivery, right? Instead of going out to the restaurant to get your food, it can get delivered to your door, no problem. No audio issues over there that you can hear. No? Okay, maybe it's just internet connections, maybe it's just the stream being funny. Who knows? But we'll figure it out eventually, or sadly you may have to just listen to our weird distorted voices for tonight.
Mm.
Anyway, so DoorDash now has the capability, well the Dashers themselves have the capability of blocking, you know, just rude people. So like if you are a rude Discord or not Discord, a rude DoorDash customer. Or, you know, maybe you just get that one DoorDash driver that didn't like your order, something like that. So it's like it's just using the mic on the camera in front of Morgan. So suppose it's using the webcam mic or just the...
You guys are the only ones unmuted.
Okay.
So
all right. Well, unless we'll just have to, I guess we're going to have to wing it.
OBS setting?
OBS setting, Sean said. We're troubleshooting in the middle of stream.
That's okay.
Audio. Oh, okay. Default instead of audio input, it's gonna be the Pro Effects.
And then we're not gonna do an output. All right. Does that sound better?
Is it better?
Is that better? Maybe better. We can hear.
Sounds
like webcam mic. Still sounds like webcam mic. Because Morgan just changed it.
Oh wait. Because if you type that in, you might have.
This is what happens when. This is just a live stream. This is what happens. Oh no! You say you got it.
Hey,
there's a stream delay.
Stream lag.
All right. So back to the DoorDasher. DoorDashers can now drop and block rude customers without penalty. So DoorDashers will not have any penalty towards them if they decide to completely drop a DoorDash job, which, you know, maybe is not the best thing in the world. Like, especially if you find out, like, you know, a few minutes down the road, like they're on their way. And
yeah.
They're like, they pull up and then they're just like, you know what? No, you're rude. Yeah. I'm going to not drop your food off
for whatever reason. I feel like, you know.
It can be abused, I think.
Yeah, but of the drivers. They get paid for their deliveries.
Yeah.
So I feel like at the same time, they're not going to abuse
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily like they're not going to dock pay for it.
I don't know how that works.
But I know it's mainly meant for like drivers that go into interesting neighborhoods. Like I know like some pizza places and stuff have like dead zone neighborhoods where they don't deliver to.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of restaurants that do the same thing. They just don't deliver to those said neighborhoods. Not saying that like there's bad people in those neighborhoods. There are people that just want food and they live in those spots and that's just unfortunate for them. But it doesn't mean that they're just going to block you for being a bad tipper. Now, maybe they will. But
maybe
it tends to happen. It happens. Some people just don't tip that much. They can't, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Especially with how prices of certain things have been lately. I don't think tipping was a major thought on people's minds at this point. But I think it's a good safety measure for people, especially if they get threatened or it seems like a shady point in time to go deliver things, because there's some stuff. But at that point, you know, I think it's a nice safety precaution for them. I just hope that some DoorDashers just don't abuse it very much. That's like my only thing about this entire, the DoorDash thing that I read. But other than that, what else you got?
I guess, okay, this is more current events / tech, but China's whole lockdown thing that they've been having going on recently actually has really hurt the chip market. And Taiwan is one of, like, the major, like they have such a hold on, like, the industry. United States, like, we were like, we are not allowing Chinese industries to purchase ours, which somehow hurts Taiwan as well, because they're not as needed right now either, because everyone's on lockdown. I just thought that was a little interesting. It was hard for me to comprehend. I don't know why. I was just kind of sitting there. I was like, okay, this affects this somehow.
Well, the whole thing going on over there right now is that they're going to start losing, Taiwan especially is going to start losing economy, since a lot of those businesses are going to be transferred over back to the United States. And since they're technically speaking a part of, they are, but they aren't a part of China, because China says they claim them as theirs.
Yes.
But Taiwan is still a separate country.
No. Yeah.
In a way. But Taiwan is also where most of the U.S. manufacturing is done for some brands. I think that's where iPhone's from or has their factory, because Foxconn is in Taiwan. So I could see how that could hurt a lot of things going forward.
Economy, yeah.
Especially over
there. That's what they're worrying about, is the going forward part.
And, you know, this could be catastrophic for Taiwan, especially in that fact. But, you know, I mean, I know that like a lot of the people over here want jobs over here, but then they don't realize that there are people losing jobs over there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a double-edged sword at this point.
Oh yeah.
No matter what you do, there's going to be jobs lost somewhere. I hate to say it, but there will be.
Well,
I mean, it's hard. It's a hard thing to do, especially when people want a lot of stuff. Like, everyone wants the newest iPhone.
Foxconn is in both China and Taiwan. Okay.
So either way, no matter what happens here. But, like, you know, everyone wants the latest iPhone. Everyone wants the latest phone. And, I mean, there was already talk about shortages for that already because of the holiday surge and that coming out, like, just recently. So, and owns Lordstown. Oh, that's right. Don't they own part of that plant? Or is it the entire plant for Foxconn? So I know Foxconn owns, I think, a part of that building. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Sean's going to take a minute to type. Yeah. But other than that, I think, it's fun. Not fun. It's not fun, but
interesting.
You know, it's an interesting topic to go over because you realize that the job losses could be catastrophic on both sides.
Yeah.
And the economy drops on both sides.
Completely now.
Yes. Oh, they own the entire factory now. Okay. I haven't been following much of the Lordstown plant as of late because they don't really talk about it that much, and I don't get up early enough to watch the local news. So
me too.
So it's just that kind of thing. But anyway, oh no, I clicked on the wrong one. Let's go. You know, since we kind of somehow moved over to cars at some point, the Prius got a redesign. You guys remember the fun Prius? The little hybrid hatchback that Hunt or Toyota came out with, like 2008, 2005. Well, it finally got a redesign, and it looks completely different than what it used to be. So, like, you know, like the really fancy, well, not necessarily fancy that as much now, but like Tesla, they're kind of pushing for that in a way. Now, I wish I had my cord plugged in again. I keep forgetting to plug in the HDMI to do the camera show. But, you know, after 25 years of having no redesign or slight design changes.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of change. Because it looks like they just took a Corolla and just kind of like
modernized it
a little bit. I mean, it looks good.
It's not bad. I mean, I don't like the back.
Don't get me wrong. I still don't like Priuses.
No.
Not saying that like I hate the people that drive them, but like it's just like I just don't know why I don't like Priuses. I just don't like Priuses. But like the it looks good.
They look okay.
It looks good. The only thing is it's not like an EV.
No.
It's still their hybrid that everyone knows them for. So it's not like they completely changed the whole EV part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting redesign. GM owns another plant on the property. Oh, so there's two plants on that property? Or is there? Because I know of the one building I know of. I know of nothing else on that property. But anyway, moving on from cars to do you want me to talk about?
You can do one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about shoes, okay? Not the way that you think. So you know how like you online shop for shoes and then you find out they're like not the shoe for you?
Yeah.
Well, how about a 360 view of your shoe before you buy it?
Oh my God.
I know, right? Like imagine. Imagine you can have a 360 view of your shoe. And that's what Google's trying to implement right now. So there's some
very important
shoes on Google's, like when you go to shop on Google, you can actually 360 view the shoe completely as it was 3D scanned or had multiple pictures taken of it. And now you can go 360 around the shoe and make sure it's the shoe for you.
As if one side wasn't enough.
Yeah, if not, like, you couldn't tell from the design of the one side.
Or, you know, the multiple pictures shown from different angles.
Usually there's, like, maybe the one shot of the side, and then it kind of, like, is angled this way.
Yeah, it's like the diagonal, like sitting up on the shoe. Yeah.
Maybe the bottom, because, you know, everyone has to see the tread of things.
Yeah, or maybe it's, like, the person wearing them, and it's, like, they're, like, lifting up a foot. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you can also use your phone camera to do a 360 view of the shoe on your table. So
in your own house.
So augmented reality. You can take your shoe and put it on the table and you can like do a circle of it on your table. Oh. The features of augmented reality nowadays are interesting. Because I remember it
for only the most important things, obviously. Yeah.
Like you can put dinosaurs in front of you, or you can put like lion, like true. The experiences are nice. But like
shoe.
Yeah, you get a shoe.
Shoe.
Or like I can see Pokemon sitting right in front of me. If anyone else plays Pokemon Go, you know how to do the AR thing on the app, I'm pretty sure. Where they just kind of stand in front of you.
They stand there, and it's like maybe you could tap on them, and they're like,
maybe it's your buddy who's like running around across the park or something that you're standing in.
Yeah.
Or like standing on the carpet here in the library sometimes. That does happen. That does happen. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's interesting, but I don't know if I'd ever use the shoe. I'm so used to old school shoe shopping, just walking into the store, like a shoe department or shoe carnival, and just like, all right, time to try on like 7 shoes.
Yeah, I like that though. You got to get the experience.
I know. You at least have to go to a shoe store once or twice, right?
Yeah.
To find like the newest pair of shoes that you want, maybe.
Exactly.
But people buy their stuff online now. You can go to like Amazon and buy like a size 12 or whatever shoe you're looking for, and it ships and it's actually a size 10. You know, because they screwed up the stock or something like that, because somehow it got lost in the order form. But yeah, no, I haven't actually bought shoes in a while. I have been wearing the same shoes since the end of high school, because I haven't had the time to go find any. But like, this could help me in my search for shoes. That is true.
Maybe this is what the push you needed.
Maybe. But no, eBay and Amazon have already offered similar things to this. Like I know eBay, especially a lot of shoe collectors are out there. There's 3D models of like the collector Jordans and all that kind of stuff. Amazon kind of did the same thing with all their shoes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they haven't put like every shoe model on there, but
it's a lot of shoes.
Yeah. I know Amazon does do a lot. Amazon also does the AR like for furniture.
Yeah, I did that with my desk.
You can put like bookshelves
and
stuff in your room just to make sure it fits. Yeah. Even though you get it and it's like not the same size as what's in the AR picture sometimes. But it's fine.
It's fine.
It still functions.
I mean, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah. Morgan's mic isn't on. There's lost context because Morgan is not speaking with us.
Oh God, Morgan.
Because like we're having like true conversations here, and Morgan's included, and Morgan's just shunted out of the entire thing.
What's a Morgan?
Yeah, what is Morgan? Is the switch on the top of it on? It was on, so leave it to on. Okay, so maybe we hear Morgan. We don't know. We'll find out. Sean will say something eventually, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, I think this AR thing with seeing what things look like before they show up to your house can be nice at times.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's with bigger things, like bigger, like even like furniture.
I feel like it would be better for furniture and not like shoes.
Yeah.
I get like 360 view of shoes if you really want to see what's so crazy about the shoe, like online.
Yeah.
But not like an AR version. And it's kind of the same. Like I know like there's some like home improvement stores that have done like you can, it redoes your room, your paint.
Home Depot. I mess with that one all the time just for funsies.
Still too quiet, sounds muted, is what Sean said.
Oh.
You have to turn yourself up, maybe?
Yeah, it's just this thingy.
Maybe your slider's all the way at the bottom? All right. Or maybe you're unplugged or something for whatever reason? Maybe
I'm just like super quiet?
Maybe.
Super quiet?
Maybe Morgan needs to yell.
Morgan just needs to yell. Yells across the room. Just speak to us.
Can you hear me now?
Oh,
I don't know. No, he hasn't said anything yet, so we'll get there.
We'll see.
But yeah, no, I know like Home Depot did the whole like you paint your whole room sort of thing to make sure that you like the color, even though that it works. I mean, it looks good.
It looks
but
so
like
cool.
Then you put the paint in your actual room and you're like, wow, there's a lot of a difference.
Oh yeah, yes. But I just like messing with the. He said yes.
So I'm gonna I'm gonna assume that's two. Either can hear you or you're still quiet. But we'll figure that out. He'll mention it, I think, in a minute. But yeah, I think the way that AR and things are going with how like everyone can see what they're actually buying. HD does a cool thing.
I do know they do a cool thing with kitchen cabinets.
Can hear Morgan.
We actually use that in my kitchen. It is
like to do like a kitchen layout sort of thing.
Yeah, we're looking at kitchen layouts, and like actually like colors of the cabinets.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Because I know they didn't. I don't remember what it was. They did a few. There was a few AR things that I tried that were like redesign of things. Or I mean, I mainly just used the furniture ones because I've been buying a lot of bookshelves. But I think it's cool. Morgan sounds great.
Amazing.
I just got to be really close to it.
You got to be really close. Yeah, it's fine. Well, we're getting there.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, see, look, we eventually will get things straightened out by like
almost halfway through the 750, stream. 759.
One day it'll be fun.
It's all good. We'll just keep ranting until things start working again.
Yeah. That's how you fix things.
Exactly. So what do you want to, what's your next story? There?
My next little story. So I like video games a lot. And I think I brought up Pokemon every time I've been on one of these.
I think like once or twice.
Because I think
we talked about the announcement of Scarlet and Violet when it first came out. Because that was the last time you were on.
And I was excited for it.
And now you're here a few days and weeks after it's released. And now we're going to talk about...
We're going to talk about Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, and a lot of people had complaints because they did not address the amount of, like, bugs and glitches that were in the game, and it was bad. Like, players would be, like, in the game, and then they'd be like, oh, it crashed, and I was, like, really far, and then I didn't get to save, or they'd be like, why is there half of a Pokemon sticking out of a rock? I don't think they want that either.
I say a lot of my friends were talking about the, you do one motion this way, do another motion this way, and then half the character is inside the other half.
Yep, like, it's
bent back, like the back is broken, or they're walking around and the gyro's like the person's just spinning in circles.
But it's okay though because they finally addressed it and they're fixing it now.
Hopefully.
And I don't know if it's gotten any better yet. But they said that they finally addressed the issue and are working on fixing it. So that's good.
I would hope so because I've seeing Arceus when it first came out.
I was
very excited for the next installment of the Pokemon games, especially with how that worked.
Yeah.
I don't think Scarlet and Violet did it very well. And executed it very well at first. Now maybe it could get better with patches, fixes, graphical updates, maybe.
Yeah, I think they just
because there's a lot of empty space.
I
don't think they were ready to do a holiday release. No. I think they were more ready to do a standard, like we're gonna wait till after Christmas thing, but I think they were pushed into a holiday before holiday release, and now there's going to probably just be a holiday graphical update for the entire game. That's probably going to be
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Here's your fixed game.
We've guessed what the newest update for Pokemon Scarlet and Violet will be the day before Christmas.
Yes, or the day of, maybe.
Maybe. You'll be sitting at your family.
Your family dinner,
and you'll be
like, updated, and you're going to run away.
You're sitting there. You're in the middle of a game and then it's just like your game needs updated. You can't continue until your game updates.
Oh no.
I've had a few of those games
too. You're sitting there. I think it would be funny just eating whatever you have. Let's just say a ham, Thanksgiving dinner, eating your ham. And it's update available. I personally think I'd leave the table and update.
I leave the table, I update my game.
Come back.
Yeah. It's ready to play.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. I sure hope things go well because I was
excited. I do too.
I was very
hyped for the game, and hearing that there were so many problems with it was kind of a letdown.
Oh, but the memes that came out of that game though, beautiful.
You know how many
compilations I've watched of just like Pokemon Scarlet Violet, just like game breaks.
Breaking. It's I have not seen awesome. That many. I've seen a couple,
go
but
home
I'm like
tonight
man.
And watch some because they're hilarious.
There you go. There's something for everyone to do. Exactly. Go home and
play it, or go home and watch people find the problems yeah. with it and then show
They're not
it off.
That hard to find.
Oh no.
Oh goodness.
So do you want me to do one or do you want to move on to another one?
You can do one. Once you yeah.
Once I get a sip of my water. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, what do I want to talk about now? Nah. Oh. There's some good ones in here.
There are some good ones.
There's some good. Oh, okay. You know I'm gonna talk about this.
Yeah,
one.
There we
you
go.
You know what? We're on the topic of video games, and then we were just talking about cars like two or three stories ago. So why not talk about a car and video game one? So everyone knows how Tesla has the in-car entertainment system
mm-hmm.
that everyone knows and just plays Android games and stuff on. You know, like the was it like Dune Buggy 2 or something like that? I don't remember. Dune Kart Racer, whatever it's called.
Something like that.
Like maybe some asphalt. Maybe like the mobile games of asphalt and yeah. stuff. How about maybe full size PlayStation games in a Honda? Okay, hear me out. Okay. Sony and Honda might. Okay, there's still a might here. Stick a PS5 might. In their upcoming autonomous car. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, as the entertainment system in this Honda will be a PS5 that you will be able to functionally play PS5 games on. Now, there's no talk on how soon it will be, but I know Tesla has started delivering some of its latest models with bigger screens. So, instead of the super tall, long screen that the Teslas have, they've gotten
it's
wider.
More wide, yeah.
They've gotten wider, and now they're going to be able to do like full size PC games and stuff in their cars. So that's what Honda's trying to jump on is the whole you can do this while the car is driving for you.
Yeah.
Now understand, please do not, pay attention to the road and not mm-hmm. like fully focus on a game and then like all of a sudden you have to brake for something.
Mm-hmm.
There's some dedicated gamers out there that I know that may not end well for some.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying like, you know, game to your heart's content, but just make sure you're careful when you're
does
in the car.
Does it sound like the Hedgehog?
Yeah. So that's 1 year later, Musk promises for big games like Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh.
And a demo for Steam. So he might, it might be like a full on PC inside of Tesla.
Okay.
So you'd be able to put Steam in your Tesla and play whatever games you have on your Steam. So again,
that would be
full size PC games.
That's crazy.
With the most notable game to release being the original 2D Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's amazing.
I think it's going to be interesting because like, look at the inside of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just screen all the way across. Like, you know, like those concept cars that just have like the digital screen like, all the way across the dashboard.
That's
what this new one looks like. But, so I'm going to hope that this works out because I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. And it's just crazy to see how far like cars, like especially because like, I remember even being like younger, like, you know, and something like this is just like, mind-boggling.
I would say the cool
like, that's
hip
crazy.
Thing in cars when I was growing up was a multi-disc CD player.
Ah, that's
like it was like a six-change CD player. So like you would just like put in like six CDs and you could just swap between like six or seven mm-hmm. CDs.
I think mine was probably like aux.
Well, like nowadays it's everyone wants aux cords or mm-hmm. Bluetooth capability
Bluetooth connections. I'm okay with an aux cord. I have an aux. That's okay. I don't have Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, my car has the fun option on the buttons. It says aux.
Mm-hmm.
But an aux doesn't exist.
But there's no
aux.
You
read about it in the manual. It's like, it only came in this model.
Yeah, my dad's car is like that.
So it's the same stereo for, like, multiple years of the same car and same make as the same car. So, like, you're just staring at the button that says aux and it's just like okay, where's the aux? It's like I got the car and I was immediately like, all right, where's the aux?
Yeah.
And my sister has the same one. She has a better model than mine. She still doesn't have an aux, but you can, because the plug's still open on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You could just install like a little wire extender mm-hmm. that goes from the radio and just like have like a dangling aux thing, and it would work because then it's programmed to say that I have an aux cable now. Sometimes the aux on the back. Yep, underneath the dash. Yeah, you can usually just plug in like the little like cable like where it would plug into, except it's not factory installed. So slight car modifications if anyone wants to do that.
Yeah.
Add an aux to your car.
Yeah, how to add an aux to your car. God, imagine trying to do like if I did a talking or not a talking tech, but a, like a
bite-sized
tech. Yeah, tech on how to install an aux in your car.
Easy.
I don't know. It may happen. No, probably
it
not.
May happen.
Probably
yeah.
not. But yeah.
Oh, geez.
Just the how cars have gone from like nothing fancy to here have like. A full tablet, like
yeah,
here's full TV size screen on your dashboard.
I remember like the one cars that introduced like the just like the little laptops on the back
of the
cars, and everyone like was like, "Oh my god, yeah!" I had
that you could plug
the
like
minivan.
AV cables into, and you could put it like on the Wii or something.
Or, like,
yeah,
we
the
had the little
systems.
mini TV screen that flipped down, and we were all like, "Oh, this is so cool!" And I have a literal
I remember my friends, they had those in their, like, minivans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take their Wii with them and, like, plug it into, like,
that
the...
That is so cool.
Because they were, like, it was AV composite cables. So they just plugged them in and, like, they were playing the Wii on their way down wherever they were going.
When we were kids, did not have that much of an upgrade. So we had the portable one. So it came with the CD player and had the TVs that strapped to the back of the headrest. So... me and my sister each had individual TVs.
I was saying now, like my parents had one, and it sat on the center console where we both could see it, and we had to split like the headphones apart.
Yeah,
we had one headphone in each ear, and whatever movies we brought are the ones that we brought, and we would watch them together.
Yeah.
Now, once we got like phones and tablets, we completely separated what we watched. Mm-hmm. But like until that happened, that was the car entertainment, unless it was like just staring out the window and watching the cornfields and soy fields of the mid part of Ohio,
yes,
which can be fun depending on what happens while they're like you're looking at.
There's
the
a cow. I love seeing cows in the fields. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, it's a cow. There's something different.
Well, I know a few times I actually was looking out the window when I was actually paying attention. I saw a car being towed by a tow truck.
Okay.
The car fell off the tow truck. Not on the same side as me and my parents were on, but like it fell off the tow truck and then burst into flames.
It's very unfortunate for that.
Grandpa's cheese barn. Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Occasionally, you can see it twice.
You can.
Yeah, because there's
two of them. I've been there.
Yes.
It's very good. That's really unfortunate.
I know.
That's so sad.
I was staring out the window, and it was even raining. It was even like a worse day. And like you see is the car just drop off the back of the tow truck, and then just like not like explode, but you just saw like the flames start coming out of the front part of the car. I'm just like,
oh no, that poor person.
I know.
That guy's not having a good day.
No. I wonder where he is now, and I wonder if he's okay.
Oh, he's gonna be like one of the later watchers, and he's like, oh, I remember that poor day. This was like 10 years ago.
That's so funny.
Like it was a long time ago.
Man.
Down, paid for a tow truck, and then proceeded to lose his car.
All in the same day.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
In the rain, too.
Yep.
Oof.
Hey, we can talk about this, too.
Hey,
we ordered some pizza from a local place, but I mean, I'm just going to talk about the place anyway, because that's in the title. But Domino's is building an all-electric pizza delivery fleet with Chevy Volts, or Bolts, not Volts. The Volts are the bigger ones. The Bolts are the smaller ones.
That's fun.
I hate naming schemes
that
sound the same. But
me too.
Other than that, most people will remember the Chevy Sonic that was shown in some of the Domino's commercials where they had like the fancy, you know, back. The whole thing opens and it's just like a heating oven for a pizza.
Yeah.
That's basically the idea here. It's just that they're going to be electrifying the entire like Domino's fleet of cars
just
this way.
Cool.
So I'm guessing that the stores buy the vehicles, or the vehicles are given to them by the corporate, maybe. I don't know. I kind of read it, but didn't at the same time. So both will be delivered to select franchise and corporate stores throughout the U.S. What's this? Just a Domino's TV advertising for that. Yes, you'll see that a lot.
Yes.
Because I think that even like the first commercials that they showed the pizza delivery vehicle, it was like, you know, like this fancy car with like all the stops to make sure your pizza wasn't destroyed by the Noid.
Yeah.
If anyone remembers the Noid. I missed the Noid. I hated the Noid, but missed the Noid.
Only
the
select franchises, which means not here. Probably not in Madison, here, Ohio.
But maybe Menor. Maybe Cleveland will get a few. You know, it just depends. I mean, I don't know. I think it would be cool to see them around here, but I heavily doubt that will happen.
Yeah. Do we even have a charging station in Madison?
Nope.
Exactly.
We were trying for one.
Because I feel like
everything's too far out of distance for people to not charge things. I think the closest charging station that I know of around here, I think, is like Mayfield Heights somewhere.
Oh, geez.
So
that is
well, specifically, not close. I know of the one next to the Micro Center in Mayfield Heights, because there's the one row facing the driveway that is just all EV chargers. Which is cool. I actually got to see it installed.
That's so cool.
Or getting installed, which was cool. But I'm just like, I will never use one of those, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, because like, I'm not at the point where I need to buy a new car that's just an EV.
Yeah.
Is there like a search site for the closest EV stations?
I am right now on Google Maps. And it says there is one in Geneva.
Oh. There's
one in Geneva?
Geneva. Yes.
Hmm.
One in Geneva, one in Mentor.
One in Geneva and Mentor? Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I feel like
I could see one like one of the charging stations being like at the mall.
Yeah. But like
I've never seen one.
And there is one going in right at the intersection at 90.
So
it looks like at the Sheets.
It's
the Sheets.
It's the Sheets. Okay.
Oh.
That's cool. So there's gonna be a charging station.
In Madison.
Yeah.
It's labeled already.
So. That's crazy.
I don't know if it's active, though.
The new Sheets, like...
Like, because Sheets just opened yesterday.
Yeah, that was so funny. Sean's response just came in. That was... And he also just said maybe the new Loves or Sheets will get one.
I'm sure Loves will
also Loves get will one. Probably get one.
If Sheets does, then I think Loves will get one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, there's a YouTube video out there dismantling the Domino's Pizza DXP car. That's actually kind of funny.
That is really funny.
Because it's literally nothing but a Chevy Sonic that they ripped the back doors off of and put warming things on. That's all they did. It's just you can't open the back doors anymore. That's literally it.
Yep.
That's all they did.
Yep. No
and
back
then
door.
Then they just painted the car with Domino's colors, and then boom, there you go. Domino's Pizza car.
Put the little logo, and there you go.
Exactly.
You've got a
full Domino's fleet.
You got the
new fleet of.
Can you imagine, like,
pizza vehicles?
Years in the future, that's all that's left of humanity is Domino's cars. They're like, man, they had like an army called Domino's.
Yeah,
they must have, with these cars, like with these machines, they must have been really powerful.
Sean just said Sheets put them in when. They're near a major road.
Major. Well, 90 is pretty major.
90 is a pretty major interstate.
Pretty major. It's pretty up there.
I think 90 runs from New York or PA into Oregon.
Yeah.
It runs all
and
the way.
And we're fortunate enough.
Washington.
We're fortunate enough to be right here.
I know. So you just take 90 and you can drive all the way to Washington State.
Yeah.
If we really wanted to take the fun trip up there.
Dedication.
Who would want to do that?
It'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun, but not in...
It's a lot of Route 90.
Yeah.
I think it's like a... I think it's a good... I think from here, something along the lines, I think of like a almost like a 40-hour trip.
No, thanks.
I think. I could be wrong.
Life.
I'd rather do stuff here than do a 40-hour trip.
Yeah, if I'm
going
to do a road trip, though, I'm not going to take 90. I'm going to take back roads and make it longer and more scenic.
Well, there you go.
Like, I'm not going to...
Well, it actually ends in Boston, Massachusetts.
90?
Yes.
Or is it 20 I'm thinking of?
I think it's 20.
I think it's 20 I'm thinking of. Because I know 20 goes a long way and no one realizes it.
Route 90 goes the entire way. All the way.
Coast to coast.
3,021 miles.
That is crazy.
I don't know how long it takes to drive that, but very long.
Well, I would assume so. Just imagine just taking an entire freeway trip from one end to the other.
Yeah, do the math. Like, if you're to do, let's say you're doing 60 on 90 the entire time.
125 days for 3,000 hours if you're going 60 miles an hour.
Oh.
Dang. That's a drive.
That's a...
Imagine how many, like, times you have to take, like, five-hour energy or something just to stay up on the road. If you really wanted to make it
I don't think you're
a true...
I mean, exactly. I'll pull off to the side of the road to take naps.
Hey, this is where the autonomous cars come in with your entertainment system.
There you
just
go.
Live in the car.
There you go.
Until you get there.
Well, unless you die.
Well, I would hope not.
Well, like, your car dies.
Well, that too. Well, I mean, but see,
you,
like, this
yourself.
Is where you stop at every Sheetz along the way because there's a charging station.
That is true.
And then, boom, there you go. You got a trip planned. There you go.
Step one.
Don't take that literally, please.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. That's not a great idea. Unless you're really planning on doing a long road trip, go for it. But do not take our plans.
If you want a long
please
road
do
trip,
not do
don't
our
take
plan.
90.
Well, you might have to take it until you get to a certain spot.
Well, yeah,
but
like, don't do the entirety of 90.
Don't transcontinental. Yeah.
Transcontinental.
Oh,
oh my god.
All right. Why don't we get back to some tech news?
Yeah.
You got anything?
Don't you have that
soccer
one?
Yeah, talk about the soccer one.
The World Cup. I've been following a little bit, not as much as some others have, but I do find soccer a tad interesting. And by the way, US moving on is amazing. Woo, good job them. But the World Cup, they use a like sensor technology in the soccer ball to like measure like the kicks or like the contact that was made with the ball. And Ronaldo just scored.
Ronaldo's a soccer player for Portugal,
just
so people know.
Yeah, so Ronaldo, he scored in one of his games, and because he claimed he hit it with his head. And in the, you know, TV live shot, it looks like he did. But, you know, one of his teammates, do we know what teammate it was? The one that actually...
I do not.
Okay. But one of his teammates...
All they mentioned was is that he said that he did,
but
he didn't.
The sensor on
That's
the ball,
really about it.
Like the sensor in the ball, like never showed any form of contact. So his head never touched it. So it was a teammate that actually scored, and so it went into his information,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, good because, you know, giving due credit, which is important. But I just find it funny because he's like, oh,
so,
I made the shot.
So I was also reading in on this article a little bit, but there's pressure sensors inside the soccer ball itself. Mm-hmm. And when there is any sort of pressure given to the ball, so like when it hits the ground, someone kicks it, someone hits it with their head or body or whatever, it will give a form of data that says, hey, I got hit this hard.
Yep.
And it will tell you that. And the FIFA, the organization that does the World Cup, they can actually see it live time of what goes on. And then even after the game, they can even mark where it was at that certain point in time, because that's also time stamped for the most part.
Yes.
So that's why when Ronaldo said that he hit it with his head and they found nothing in the data sheet that said that he hit it, clearly that means he did not hit it to wherever it was supposed to be. Now, I will give credit to maybe the sensor didn't work or maybe, you know, whatever it is. Know. Maybe the camera was right, but for right now, we're going to go off of what FIFA has told us, the officials have told us, that he did not. So I know there's funny. Probably some Ronaldo fan wants are going to listen to this later because we get a lot of people from overseas to listen to this. And they may be like, no, he did it. And I'll be like, that's fine. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Cool. Whatever you think, dude. But
USA still you know, England.
We're still. Oh, boy. We're going to start a feud on this. We're going to start a feud over the over the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to call us out. I'm going to be doing like, we're doing a game stream one day, and they're going to chime in and be like, you said this. And I'm like, I didn't say anything.
I said this. Charlie didn't say this. I said this.
Since I'm associated to a single account, you know, it will eventually somehow turn to all of us at some point. They'll find us on Twitter, and they'll find us and do something. But I doubt anything bad will happen.
I think.
We are huge in Italy, Sean said. So that might be an issue.
No.
No, it's fine.
It'll be fine.
We're joking.
They're okay.
But yeah.
We love Italy.
For the most part, it's just kind of like, this is what the data shows, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we got. Oh, boy. What do I have? I have a lot of car ones.
Cars.
Yeah, there's a lot of car technology going on.
Yeah, that's okay. Canceled.
Yeah, we got canceled.
Excuse me.
We just got canceled. Ouch. Man, we got canceled. What's wrong?
Take that back. I don't.
We're so offended by that. It's okay. Oh, so you know how Kia's changed their logo?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Like, I was
so
like,
oh. Kia, so the car company Kia changed their logo from the oval with the clear letters of Kia to kind of like all one line sort of deal.
Yeah.
So it's a K, I, A, but people think it's an N.
Mm-hmm.
It's a backwards N. So like if we were to show this on camera, I can't show it right now because I don't have anything to show it. But so if anyone sees a newer Kia out on the street, you will probably see this logo, but it looks like a K and a backwards N. It is not a new car company. It is just Kia, the one that everyone knows for making the Soul
mm-hmm.
and everything else. And the Telluride, because everyone knows what Telluride is. The big SUV thing that everyone supposedly knows them for, which I've never heard of until recently. So...
My one friend's mom drives that, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm thinking of the right one.
I'll say everyone knows them for Sorrentos.
That too.
Yeah, so it looks like a 9-inch nails logo. Yeah, I can agree with that. I can totally agree with that. But yeah, so just so you know, there's no new car company called KN. It's Kia.
It's Kia.
It's okay, guys. We all understand. Okay. No one understands. Well, I think I saw this at one point, and I was like, what is that? I've never seen this car company mm-hmm. before. Because I know them. I know most car companies by their logos because like none of them change that often.
Yeah.
And then Kia changed theirs to something completely random. And I'm like, oh.
Like, oh.
I didn't realize that they just changed their logo. It's all good, though. I think it looks nice.
It looks nice. That's, I honestly didn't even realize it looked like an N until you just pointed that out.
Well, because it's literally, so like the title for this article is Kia's rebrand has left many people wondering who is KN.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can see it now.
Yeah.
Because, like, the K is big enough to think that, okay, you know.
Yeah, it's two letters. It's, like, wide, yeah.
But, like, then my next question would be, why is the N backwards? Like, style. Why is it backwards? It'd I mean, yeah, funky. I got you. Yeah. But still, it's like, why is the N backwards?
I don't know.
Like I said, I think I had a mix-up once, and then I realized that, like, 70% of the cars in the parking lot are the new logo. So I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's really funny.
Kia is trying to become a new hip car company for people.
Mm-hmm. Modern.
Everything is modernizing their logos. I don't mm-hmm. like it.
I'll say
like Taco Bell. What is that?
Just
stupid.
I mean, you know, I like the old Taco Bell logo, if I'm being completely honest.
Beautiful.
Like the ones that I grew up with.
Yeah.
Like the 2000s to 2005, I think it was. I think they did like the colorful like green, red, and yellow Taco Bell logo. And it was awesome.
Now it's a black logo.
I mean, McDonald's technically has never changed. It's the same thing.
Well, McDonald's, I don't know. They're always like fun though. It's Ronald McDonald. We all know who.
Now, see, I like Burger King's redesign.
Burger King did a good job. They brought it back.
Original logo.
Yes.
That they've had.
Burger King did a good job.
I love how we're talking about logos, but I guess technically logos are
technology,
I guess.
Logo redesign.
In a way, it's logo redesigns. So I guess technically we're talking about designs.
Yes.
For things. I'm trying to think. What else? Oh, they like.
A lot of tech companies have changed their stuff to just like basic, what looks like Arial size 12 bold. And I'm just like, well.
Okay, I know what video you're referencing for that one.
I'm glad you know what video I'm referencing.
So there's a person on YouTube that I think most of us here, some of us watch.
Yes.
He recently did a video, it was actually a long time ago.
It was a couple months ago.
But he did a video talking, like, basically going off on some of the logo redesigns for some places. It was actually kind of funny.
It was very good.
But he went through, like, a good majority of, like, the logos for companies. And he was just, like, he was rating them on, like, a 9 out of 10 scale. And was just like, this is fine. This is not great.
Was like, 1
I
out
wish
of
this
10.
Was this
yeah,
one.
1 out of 10.
You know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. But, yeah. I mean...
Everything's so boring anymore, so bland.
Because everything has to be basic and understandable.
I have to relate to
it.
What?
Except the Kia logo. You can't understand it now.
Except the Kia logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There's another logo people got messed up.
I'm trying to.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, God.
Because it looked like something at least looked the exact same as another logo. Mm-hmm. And people are like, why is it this? And then they're like, no, we didn't make it that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know which one it was. Anyway.
Oh, that's going to bother me.
It's going to bother us and then we'll remember it after stream is over probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, redesigns have gotten either blocky. There's like a lot of sharp edges or there's a lot of smooth edges.
Yeah.
That's where redesigns are going.
It was Windows the one that did that? Windows is just like...
Windows 11, yeah. So 10 went from... So I love seeing this meme online. So it was like four squares.
Yeah.
And it was Windows logo.
Yes.
Or not flat. It was like Windows... Because Windows 10 is this way.
Yeah.
And then Windows 11 is flat.
Yeah.
And it's just someone's face like off to the side and then straight forward. Yeah. And that's like literally the only difference.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was like, this is great because this is just making fun of redesigns.
Yeah.
It's all good. Some redesigns are nice, but some of them are like, okay,
mm-hmm.
Why did we do that? Why did that happen? What else do I got? Oh, I guess I think I talked about the Discord one before. So, you know how Discord implemented... For Nitro users specifically, they introduce like in call, like when you're talking with someone online, you can do in online games with them in call. Well, Microsoft is doing the same thing in their Teams, their Teams software, which includes classic Microsoft games like Solitaire. Solitaire, Minesweeper. Wordament, which I'm guessing is a word-based game. I don't remember ever playing Wordament.
I don't either.
And Icebreakers I never heard of myself, but I could be wrong. Maybe it was a game that I've played before. Now, see, I remember Windows 7 chess. The 3D chess.
Yeah.
I played that all the time.
That one was good.
Because there was also, like, you know, like, because, like, you had, like, the built-in Microsoft stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Pinball from XP.
Pinball.
Because that's like when you're doing school projects on the computer, that's what you like wasted your time on.
Yeah.
If you really had nothing to do or you just didn't want to do the work.
See, that for me is the Google Minesweeper now. Like as a kid, it was that. I don't know, any kind of like online solitaire, because Google Solitaire really wasn't a thing. So you just try to find one online, hopefully you find one that's not blocked.
Well, it's like Google has like Snake.
Yeah.
What was the other one? They did Pac-Man. For the anniversary of Pac-Man. I remember playing that a lot.
Blocked by the
meetings could get more interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
yeah, maybe meetings could get more interesting. Maybe some of the stuff that me and Sean eventually, maybe some of the stuff me and Sean attend on Teams will get a little bit more interesting. We'll see. It's just like in the middle of the conference call, you see someone start playing Minesweeper. Just like, all right, I'm done with the serious stuff. Like, who wants to play Minesweeper?
Let's take a quick that'd break.
Be awesome. That'd be awesome to watch. Because it's like in Discord calls, like my friends will just like occasionally just start like chess games with each other.
That's really funny.
And stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, so we're playing games in call? And they're like, no. I can see you started an activity. Yeah. You can't lie
now,
to me.
Now, imagine this feature, but in Zoom classes 2 years ago.
Well, I think because it grew so fast, they didn't have the time to even think about that at that point. They were just trying to make sure it worked for everybody.
Yeah. But if we could implement this idea of having games onto a Zoom class 2 years ago, no one would pay attention to their class.
Or,
no one.
Or the teacher would somehow implement them into the lesson.
That is true.
You know? That is like, true. Middle of class, all right, here, take a break. You're gonna play some. You can play the games on Zoom or on Teams.
Yeah.
And that's all you got.
Yeah, and or like English teachers be like, now explain to me how this makes you feel. how does losing at this game make you feel?
You don't get to choose a piece of candy out of the bucket. You get to pick the game for the end of the class.
Yeah, if you're the teacher's pet, you get to choose the game at the end of class.
No, because they won't choose a game. They'd be like, let's keep learning. Let's read our books.
So then it would just be whoever does like gets the, I don't know, the good
whoever gets
good
a cookie.
Kid card.
Yeah, whoever gets a cookie, you know? For the day, you know.
Yeah, that's basically what it would turn into.
Yeah, I would. That's so fun. That would be so much fun.
Yeah, I wish some of this stuff existed when I was in high school.
Like gym class, like online gym class, just chess. Competitive.
Is it a sport now?
Like,
I mean, chess has always been a sport.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I mean, you could get away with it, but it would be more mental.
All sports are mental. It's all up here.
True.
It's all up here.
But, I mean,
they can get some, like a dart game or an archery game. And
there you go.
And then it can be.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like in the iPhone games.
iMessage games.
The iMessage games that you can use. And it's like there's.
You get a.
Well, me and my friends typically do Sea Battle sometimes too. And that one just takes forever because it's so long.
That one takes so long.
Well, yeah, because you have to wait for someone. You can
wait,
only
you
do.
Take, look at the thing.
Yeah, and then you can only do one shot at a time.
Yeah.
Until you hit something and you get another shot. But typically that doesn't work very well.
No.
But yeah. All right. Well, we're kind of running down on the minutes here. We have two minutes left. Is there anything quick I can do? Actually, this is quick. Netflix. All right. So we all know Netflix for their movies.
Yes.
Their shows. Conveniently, there's a few new shows that I have never even heard of
Wednesday.
That just came out. Especially just what Allison said, Wednesday.
Yeah, that was a good show.
If you're an Addams Family fan, you may want to watch that.
Do it. It's good.
But Netflix has also been talking about getting into the game market. Video game market.
Don't they have a couple like short games you can play on their
So Netflix kind of went with the whole here is an app library that you can choose from and you can play them here. I think it's even called like Netflix Gaming or something. I don't remember exactly
That's
what it's
really
called
funny.
But I remember like there was a story I talked about a few months ago that talked about what was it? Gamer tags. Like, who remembers the good old Xbox gamer tags
that
you got to make when you bought a 360?
Bad.
Oh, yeah, because you got the default one.
No, I typed in my own custom one a while ago because it was free the first time you do it. And I had to pay to change it. I don't want to do that.
That's
so
right.
I'm stuck
I think,
in a skater
I think
girl.
I had... I remember having the first name... And then, like, I changed it. So I lost it on the first try. And so I had I think I bought another, like, rename. And then, like, I think it was, like, a week later, they said, oh, here's a free one. They'll change your name. Because that's when they did, like, that move to, like, to PC for, like, their cloud games and stuff. And I'm like, you had to do that now. But, yeah, so Netflix is now actually hiring people for a brand new AAA PC game. So Netflix is getting into the PC game market, not just the streamer game market. So I think that's going to be kind of cool. I think it's going to be another, well, I don't think this is going to be a subscription, but I think this is mainly going to be, here's a game made by Netflix or partnered with Netflix. Maybe it's going to be about some, one of their shows. Maybe it's going to be a completely independent game.
Maybe it'll be like Minecraft story mode, but like complete game. Hmm. You know, I think that would be a good move.
Maybe. Just like the TV show becomes the game.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. And you get to choose like the quarry or something like that.
Because like in the with the TV show, it is like a choose your own adventure. So you just get to, but like the entire thing is the game. So you know.
That'd be crazy. Hmm. That would take a long time to make, I would think. But
oh yeah,
but I underestimate some game devs sometimes. But
that's true.
With that, we are a minute over time. But I think we had some good tech news today. Now maybe we ranted on for a little too long because I still have a lot of news that we could have been talking about. But we do tend to rant a lot in this show, and you'll find that out a month from now, next year, maybe.
Next year.
So
whoa.
Thank you for joining us. If you would like to, you know, watch or listen to us later, we are on YouTube. We are on Twitch. We are on Facebook. We are also on Spotify as a podcast. We're on your favorite podcast platforms. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we'll be in your wraps next year.
Yeah. You'll eventually just be listening to us in the car.
Yeah.
But yes.
We're everywhere.
So thank you all for joining. We will see you in the new year. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.